First Family, written by David Baldacci, and read by Ron McLarty. Birthday balloons and submachine guns, elegant forks digging into creamy goodies while toughened fingers coiled around curved metal trigger guards. Gleeful laughter as gifts were unwrapped floated into the air alongside the menacing thump-thump of an arriving chopper's downward prop wash. The facility was officially designated by the Defense Department as Naval Support Facility Thurmont, yet most Americans knew it as Camp David. Under either name, it was not a typical venue for a preteen's birthday party. A former recreation camp built by the WPA during the Great Depression, it was turned into the presidential retreat and named the USS Shangri-La by FDR because it was essentially replacing the presidential yacht. It had acquired its current and far less exotic moniker from Dwight Eisenhower, who named it after his grandson. The 130-acre property was rustic and had many outdoor pursuits, including tennis courts, hiking trails, and exactly one practice hole for presidential golfers. The birthday party was in the bowling center. A dozen kids were in attendance, along with appropriate chaperones. They were all understandably excited about being on hallowed ground where the likes of Kennedy and Reagan had trod. The chief chaperone and planner of the event was Jane Cox. It was a role she was accustomed to, because Jane Cox was married to Dan Cox, also known as Wolfman, which made her the First Lady of the United States. It was a role she handled with charm, dignity, and the necessary elements of both humor and cunning. While it was true that the President of the United States was the world's ultimate juggler of tasks, it was also a fact that the First Lady, traditionally, was no slouch in that department either. For the record, she bowled a 97 without gutter bumpers while wearing patriotic red, white, and blue bowling shoes. She clamped her shoulder-length brown hair back into a ponytail and carried out the cake herself. She led the singing of Happy Birthday for her niece, Willa Dutton. Willa was small for her age, with dark hair. She was a bit shy, but immensely bright and wonderfully engaging when one got to know her. Though she would never admit it publicly, of course, Willa was Jane's favorite niece. The First Lady didn't eat any cake. Jane was watching her figure, since the rest of the country, and indeed the world, was too. She'd put on a few pounds since entering the White House, and a few pounds after that on the hell on a plane they called the re-election campaign her husband was currently engaged in. She was 5'8 in flats, tall enough that her clothes hung well on her. Her husband was an inch shy of 6 feet, and thus she never wore heels long enough to make him look shorter by comparison. Perception did matter, and people liked their leaders taller and more robust than the rest of the population.